mostly bothersome back pain all the way to cancer. Psychosomatic illnesses seem to be an inescapable part of the human condition. Yet, amazingly, in spite of the nearly universal prevalence of such disorders, the practice of psychosomatic medicine is almost totally unknown within today's medical community and plays virtually no part in contemporary medical study and research. Nowadays, when physicians and many psychiatrists are confronted with a psychosomatic disorder, they don't recognize it for what it is, and almost invariably treat the symptom. The enormity of this miscarriage of medical practice may be compared to what would exist if medicine refused to acknowledge the existence of bacteria and viruses. Perhaps the most heinous manifestation of this scientific medievalism has been the elimination of the term psychosomatic from recent editions of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM, the official publication of the American Psychiatric Association. One might as well eliminate the word infection from medical dictionaries. This astonishing state of affairs, scandalous really, didn't occur overnight. For the first half of the 20th century, the study and treatment of psychosomatic disorders was recognized by many medical professionals as a promising and